You know, honestly, it's just team football, team defense. You know, everyone knows how elusive and how good of a back, you know, LeSean is. And, you know, for us, honestly, it's just making sure that every guy's on the same page. With this offense, you know, he can make you miss. And we've had, you know, two or three guys at the point of attack on him. That's why, you know, we've had a little bit more success.
What's been the overall change in the defense, you know, touchdown in the last 10 quarters?
Yeah, I think we just have simplified things. Perry Field and his staff did a great job of putting together game plans that allows us to just let the athletes be athletes, honestly. It really hasn't been anything elaborate. You know, guys are playing fast, guys are playing confident, and, you know, we've kind of got on the hot streak here. You know, when you start making plays, you start being very confident in yourself, and I think this is a very confident defense right now.
Do you think that the players have a lot to do with getting their defense simplified, and you guys kind of
express it? We got a little bit to do with it.
Yeah. Somebody said you guys had a meeting.
We have a lot of meetings. I think when they say we had a meeting, that gets kind of blown out of proportion. We meet every day.
Well, how big an impact do you think you had?
You had to ask him that, honestly. You know, we talk about a lot of things, and I think, you know, one thing that Perry has done is, you know, taking our input and, you know, and tried his best to put things in that we feel as though is going to allow players to play fast.
Did you have any sense that you talked to Victor and Matt?
Yeah, honestly, I think Vic wasn't right. I think he just came out there and tried to will himself to play. But you can tell he's not healthy right now. And, you know, that's not – he's not going to be as, you know, as effective in that type of offense if he, you know, his legs are kind of taken away from him like they were today.
Justin, the Chargers just went ahead of Dallas in 12 seconds.
Yay.
What does that mean for this team now? If that holds up two games back after an 0-6 start?
Nothing. Only time that will mean something if, you know, is when, you know, hopefully we go on an 8-game winning streak after the bye and end this season 10-6. But for us, man, we gotta put the blinders on. We're in a hole, and we understand that. And, you know, we gotta play one game at a time. And for us, the only thing we can be focused on is getting healthy in this bye and looking forward to Oakland.
But are you encouraged? Being 2 games back, you still have to play Dallas for a couple weeks.
You know, I'm always encouraged. One thing I understand about being a New York Giant is you have to be able to be even keeled through the great day, you know, the great days and the, you know, not so great ones. And that's what I think this football team has been. Yeah, when we were 0-6, you know, you couldn't walk in that locker room and tell that we were 0-6. You know, this team has always stuck together. This team has always been positive. And, you know, right now we understand that we're on kind of a, you know, a little win streak here. But, you know, we got to be humble and understanding that we still got a long way to go. So we can't allow ourselves to worry about what Dallas does, what any team does. We just got to continue to put the blinders on and take one opponent at a time.
In fact, these two victories weren't necessarily the prettiest.
When have they been pretty? I mean, you've been covering the Giants for a long time. We love to make things difficult.
What would Justin, could you talk about the play for Justin today and even last week?
You know, I think the play of the defense kind of set the tone early. Antrell with the interception early. And then Antrell with the sack. And that play that T2 made, Terrell Thomas made, was one of the biggest plays we had all year. And I thought defensive line did a great job of, you know, limiting runways for McCoy. And we got a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. You know, it won't show up in sack numbers again, but, you know, I don't know how many quarterback hits we had, but I thought we did a pretty good job considering that this offense really doesn't bode itself well to being able to just, you know, pass rush. It's a lot of play action fakes and a lot of, you know, checking your keys before you can convert to pass rush, but I thought we did a pretty good job on that.